freelancers.
The skies of Nairobi were filled with smoke when stockpiles of ivory and rhino horns worth over $100 million were set on fire. President Uhuru Kenyatta said the burning was to demonstrate to poachers that Kenya is serious about stopping the illegal trafficking of ivory and rhino horn.
Today's burning does not in itself end this murderous trade. But if we combine it with aggressive enforcement of laws already on our books, with effective control over the movement of ivory, and with other attacks on the incentives to market it, then our elephants will be saved. And this is as simple as that.
The fire is thought to be the world's largest ever destruction of elephant tusks and rhino horns. Helen Clark of UNDP attended the event and even helped to ignite one of the piles of ivory.
Protecting the wildlife is part of the sustainable development of Kenya. Sure, an elephant killed gives a poacher an amount of money, but that is the end of that elephant's story. That elephant alive is worth so much more than it ever was dead.
Elephants generate much more money on average through wildlife tourism, an industry that generates as much as 12% of Kenya's GDP and employs nearly 1 million of its citizens.
We need a UN wildlife concerted effort. We're all doing a lot. We need to join up our efforts. We need to go to the partners and say, back us as a package. We have the capacity on the ground through the huge field presence of UNDP to scale up very rapidly. We can't see countries losing 50% of their elephants every 5 years and expect to have elephants left. That's how urgent it is.
UNDP recently announced a $60 million program to back a stronger conservation effort in Africa. It's called the Global Environment Facility. The initiative will assist in creating incentives for conservation, ensuring better management of wildlife protected areas, and funding activities which will help tackle poaching. Janie Cangelosi, United Nations.